The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
Live from Burbank, California, it's another edition of Hot Sizzler Nights here on the Knapsack Files podcast feed. I'm Ken Knapsack. I'm your host, and I'm full because I've had another wonderful meal at my local Sizzler. But I didn't do it alone. No, no, no. We've got some very special guests. You might have heard them on their wonderful show, The Meaning Of, which can be found on the SK Podcast Network, right? The SK Podcast Network. We'll get into that there. It is Robert Butler III and Andres Cabreras. You sometimes know them as Ace and RB3. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. It's an honor to be here.
Is it an honor?
Oh, of course.
Is it an honor?
Yeah. I mean, I was on the Knapsack Files before.
Oh, don't rub it into Ace, man.
I was going to say. Sorry. I have not been on the Knapsack Files before.
Only because of scheduling.
That's very true.
Well, no. We'll get you on. Sure. I've known you longer.
Yeah.
That was wrong of me.
Yeah.
That was wrong.
It's okay.
Ace, could you please accept my humble apology?
All right.
Because I did get you the gift of cheese toast.
That's right. Ooh. Yeah, we did have that delicious cheese toast.
So before, I'm always curious with the reactions to everyone going to Sizzler. We've had some good ones here. Lon Harris, he liked that bread pudding. JT, I don't know. He wasn't too thrilled with what he experienced over there.
But I feel like JT is a picky... Is he a picky eater?
I don't know. His macaroni and cheese has to be just right.
Oh, that's right. We were there for that. You were there for that, right?
He is a mac connoisseur, which I am too. And to be fair, the night we went, I turned the corner on that salad bar, was like, ooh, that mac and cheese is not up to snuff. And it definitely was not up to JT's standards. And I understand. Tonight, a little bit better. So let's start here, boys. First of all, let's talk about the show you're doing. I want people to listen to the show more. I think you're two wonderful voices in this industry that, it's easy. You're more polite. You know, I know you guys as polite, very respectful guys. And I think you don't shout for your own good enough. I think the spotlight needs to be on you, RB3. And you guys have started this show. When did you start this? The Meaning Of, right? Now, I want to get it's The Meaning Of, boom, blank. Christopher Nolan movies or Caddyshack, whatever it is.
Correct. Yeah. We started back in September. And it was basically it started as an idea of let's do a podcast together. And then from there it evolved into what can we talk about to make it a podcast worth listening to?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And then we wanted to talk about the themes in movies. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of our idea going in. But then we kind of from there developed into let's talk about directors. And every director has their signature style, their signature messaging, their branding. So we want to basically talk about what makes each director unique and what are continuing themes that keep coming up in their movies. What kind of messages do they want to send? What kind of political things do they want to say? Whether it be positive, negative, whether it be something we agree with or don't agree with. So we always try to bring in a different perspective on their movies, especially with directors like RB3 is a child. I always say this on the podcast. So he always has a different opinion.
You were like, this guy's a child.
He was a child.
He is a child.
But RB3 is a...
I'm 21, okay?
21. Yeah,
21. So he has a different perspective on older directors. So I feel like that's kind of the biggest selling point of this podcast is Robert Butler III.
Well, RB3 is the future of this business here too there, but so are you, Ace. But RB3's got a special quality to him, right? But that's interesting, though. That perspective is fascinating. Like, as a Star Wars fan, I just met someone recently who has seen one of the films, and she's older. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, she was like, you're going to make fun of me. I was like, no. I would love to watch all these movies with you and really get a sense of what you feel cause from your perspective. And RB3 and Ace, you guys have both, different perspectives anyways. But just, I get what Ace is saying, RB3. You're not a child. Maybe you are. To me, you are. You could be my son.
Deep down, RB3 is like, he calls me child. I'm going to get back at him.
I'm not a child.
But but to see something that either I grew up with or even you, Andres, grew up with and to see it from your generation. Yeah, that's awesome stuff.
Yeah, because you would assume that we're in the same generation, but He's much younger than
he
me.
Is much younger. That's right. I see what you're saying there, but RB3 for you as a film student, it's it's good to dive into this stuff.
I love doing this podcast and doing all this movie discussion stuff,
right?
Because it really do when we talked about Star Wars on our Meaning of episode.
Yeah,
we asked each other what was our first introductions to mm-hmm. Star Wars. And he was shocked because my first interaction wasn't with any of the movies. It was actually the video game, The Force Unleashed.
Oh, yeah.
So that
Which
was
is
my,
great, yeah.
That was my first exposure to what
That's
Star
interesting.
Wars was. Yeah. And then I ultimately come to revisit the movies later, like after yeah. that. So yeah. it's just funny that like that kind of colors my view of like
yeah.
I look at those films.
What was your first? Tell me your first time that you saw Star Wars.
First time I actually saw like an actual Star Wars movie was the Phantom Menace when they re-released it in 3D.
In 3D.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting. What at the time? What did you think about it?
Well, when I saw Phantom Menace, I like, kind of left the air. I was like, I don't get the whole Star Wars thing. Like, I don't know, you know. But then I kind of started like reading about it more because, yeah. you know, even though, you know, you never see, like, I've never seen Star Wars, I know the stuff of the twist, the Darth
right,
Vader
right.
stuff. Like, you just know that stuff.
By this
you know?
Point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then I kind of was like, oh, where are those movies at? So then they used to play them on loop on Spike TV, like, all the
yes.
time.
Yes, oh, yeah.
So, like, I just went on Spike and, like, watched and just binge-watched all, I guess they had the whole trilogy for the whole Saturday, and just binge-watched all three of them and just, like, really, really fell in love.
And then got into it then yeah, there at that. Yeah. Force Unleashed, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, great stuff. Starkiller.
Yeah. It's Starkiller and Force Unleashed 2. I remember having
Super Rancor.
Right, yeah, exactly. I had that game on my PSP. I would just take it everywhere. So, I love that game.
As Ace would say, ooh, child, things are going to get eaten. No.
Yep.
But anyways, the meaning of when you guys put out episodes?
Every episode comes out Tuesday.
Tuesday, usually around 10. We try to get them out at 10 a.m.
Sure.
But sometimes it'll be about noon.
I was going to say Tuesday like at... Yeah. When we can.
We I'm trying Tuesday. My best. Yeah, I'm working on some kind of... My laptop broke pretty recently, I'm using like a 2009 like iMac computer.
That that's horrible.
Has, you know, like 4 gigabytes of like...
That's what I have. As you're like, man, this thing's crap. And I'm like, that's my computer.
You're like, well, I have a 2007.
No, I actually have a 2009 iMac. Literally everything you described.
It's a brick...
It doesn't have enough memory to edit 2 right. videos. That's the computer I have.
Oh, we got to start a campaign to get Ace and RB3 stuff. Now, a lot of people listening, you're gonna know your guys. I use the nicknames Ace and RB3, but Robert and Andres have been working with the Schmoes off and on since about what, Phase 5, right? Did you? Yeah,
yeah,
at the AfterBuzz house, right?
Right at the start of Phase 5.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
and you
I was
came
six,
at the
six.
Was it just 6?
Yeah, yeah. I think I came in like right at the beginning Phase 6. Yeah.
Wow, but you used to listen.
I used to listen. I was the biggest Schmoes fan.
Did you? You won? Didn't you win like a contest like Schmo of the Week or something?
Yeah, Schmovillian of the Week.
Yeah.
Because I used to help upload like the old podcast.
That's right.
The SK
you
Plus
poor,
channels.
You poor kid.
Yeah, right.
Do our dirty work.
I'm more happy to do dirty work for the Schmoes. You know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I was like the biggest Schmoes fan in high school. And getting to work for him, like when I got to college.
That's
yeah.
crazy. That's crazy to
yeah,
hear that.
I was going
to
say, I did do-do.
Yeah, you did.
I did it, man.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
But anyways, a lot of you guys out there listening, obviously you know them from that and a lot of other things. But I really want you to stop and give Meaning of a listen, because I really, really do think these guys have a great insight and perspective in what they're doing. And I love them both, which is why I was so happy to take them to Sizzler for the Unlimited Craft Salad Bar, the focal point of what we do here at Hot Sizzler Night. So I'll start with this. When's the last time you stepped into a Sizzler, RB3?
Last Sizzler outing for me was probably like my middle school graduation or something like that. You know, like that's the perfect place for it.
Yes. No, that's right. When you, like, I graduated 8th grade. What I Sizzler.
Yeah. I mean, you can't ask for much more.
Cheese toast and
cheese
salad.
Cheese toast. Right. Yeah, so that was the last time I had been to Sizzler.
So a couple, few years.
Few years, yeah. Been about, I guess, like 10 years or something 10 like that. Yeah.
Wow, okay. A decade of dominance.
Yeah.
Andres?
Yeah, this was, I think it was my first time ever at Sizzler. I do not recall ever going to a Sizzler before.
So what is your view of it before? Like, I know we agreed to do the show. You're probably cool, but we're walking over to there. You're looking at, you're like, what am I in for?
No, I mean, for me, it looks like it's like an Applebee's, right? It's like a slightly, yeah. It's like an Applebee's.
Yeah.
That's what I take
it's
as.
America's Steakhouse, but yeah. Yes, it's an, yeah.
I know there was a lot of Sizzlers growing up. I saw a lot of them passing by when I grew up in South Texas, so.
Right. That would seem about right.
Yeah, there's a ton of Sizzlers out there.
And then you spent some time in Arizona, right?
I did. Yeah, that's where I lived for the most part.
For the most part, right.
Yeah.
So I would think there'd be some out there.
Yeah,
too. I think it's more of a West Coast thing.
It is.
We talked about that with Makuga. There's like another chain out there. It's something a little different. I think Sizzlers are out there, but I think I grew up with it here. So, all right, so you're walking up brand new, and on, you know, RB3's over here thinking, finally, I've returned.
Yes.
Middle school graduation till now.
I've made my return to the all-time Sizzler.
All right, RB3, take me through your choices, because you skipped the salad.
Yeah, I don't even really, salad, I'm just,
what?
I like to get the meal as concise as possible, you know?
Concise?
I mean? Yeah.
Concise?
Just the essentials, you know?
Have you, I mean, you go for salads at any point?
Yeah, I would have. No, I didn't go for salads tonight, but well, I would go for a salad if offered.
If offered?
If offered.
You don't seek it out?
I'm not going to seek out a salad.
What do you have against the lettuce?
The lettuce? I mean, you have to be good lettuce, like romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
That's my lettuce, you know.
What's your lettuce of choice, Ace?
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, romaine's, that's always a solid choice.
Romaine?
Yeah.
I like the more plain, less nutritional value snack pack lettuce.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not supposed to like that, but that's what I like. And they got that over there. It's like the iceberg.
All right, the iceberg lettuce.
Iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What would be in your high school gym class or high school lunch period,
right,
you know,
right.
Gym? That's a cafeteria, I should say. That's what I like there. Ace, you like salads? I know you're a water guy. We know that.
I'm not a salad guy.
Which
no.
surprises me because you're in great shape. You're a runner.
Yeah, I it seems like I'd be a salad guy, but I'm not. I'm really, I mean, it's another thing too, where I deceive people with my Jedi mind trick of my water to thinking I have a really good diet, which in reality I don't.
You don't, but I
eat crap.
I know you do a lot of running.
Yeah,
I get that. You're still running, right?
Kind
of. When's the last marathon you did? You did like the Disney ones, right?
I did the Avengers one with Perry, Tiffany, and Chad.
Chad, yeah.
I did that one in November.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean,
so it's been a while. That's kind of.
Well, you're saying a while, but that's. I haven't run since 1993 and when I had to in gym class.
Yeah.
So, I guess you're right. I guess I look at you and I think you look younger than you are.
Yeah.
I
look like I'm 16.
You look like Oberyn Martell, quite frankly. I'm looking at you right now.
Man,
you could Oberyn cosplay.
I would love that, man. It's so funny because a buddy of mine actually. Told me that. He's like, oh, you should do, you know what you should do? You should do an Oberyn Martell cosplay after you get into shape. And I'm like, bro,
what do you mean
whoa, what are you trying to say?
So that would make some sense. But then you're just, and we always would tease you as your thing on Schmoes, the jug of water, which is fantastically interesting. But I guess you drink that much water, your body's like, dude, have a cheeseburger.
Yeah, my it really is the water that saves me. If it wasn't for the water, I'd probably be... You know, on my deathbed right now.
What is it about salads that you? Why are you against salads?
It's just it's boring. I mean, if I had a salad, I would drown it in dressing.
That's fair. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's my choice.
Drown it in vinaigrette, add a little bacon, anything. I'm curious. Non-salad people, I don't have anything against it. I'm not like wow. I'm fascinated by. There's nothing that you want on there. You want to go straight to the meal.
Yeah. That's.
You know, see, I mean, you were mentioning the ranch. I'm not personally a ranch fan.
Right.
So, like, for me, if I have a salad, I got to enjoy the vegetables a lot, you know, just to hold up the strength of the salad. Because, I don't know, it's just...
What's your dream salad, RB3?
Dream salad?
Like a fried chicken or a steak or...
Yeah, you know what? Really, I don't even really need meat in, like, a great salad. To me, a great salad is just, like... Some good, what's the croissants or the
croutons?
Croutons.
But you know, if you want a croissant on your salad, I'm okay with
that. That sounds great.
you know, the croutons, a little bit of that, like, white, was it the white cheese or the
feta cheese?
Feta cheese, yeah, just a little bit of that.
The Olive Garden, tell me when to stop on the cheese.
Yes.
Tell me when to stop.
Oh, the Parmesan. You want Parmesan. I was thinking feta cheese because I have feta cheese. I like feta cheese on salads.
Parmesan.
Be like some Parmesan.
Yeah, a little bit of Parmesan, you know, some romaine lettuce. You know, some tomato, the shredded carrots, you know?
Yeah. But see, here's the power is in your hands tonight at this salad bar. The power is in your hands. The
power was in my hands.
And you dropped the power. With great power comes great responsibility of a salad, and you skipped
I conceded.
Was it too much for you?
It's too much, you know? I was ready. To be honest, Ken, knowing we were going to do this tonight, I purposely, like, didn't eat anything all today. So, like, you know, my body was just like, get to the carbs, get to the carbs.
Yeah. So you skipped the salad.
No need for the distractions.
What did you grab?
What did I grab? Okay, so I grabbed, like, a lot.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, I got those, the wings, the little chicken wings.
Yeah.
They had this vegetable and beef soup that was pretty decent.
Didn't even see. Did you drizzle that over the wings?
I was taking the spoon little by little throughout the night.
I missed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in front of me. did I not pay enough attention to your RB3?
I
try to have a fun conversation at dinner, and I'm skipping you eating the soup. I feel bad.
That's all good. The rest of the stuff was mainly just, you know, typical Sizzler stuff, you know, like the cheese toast and the little meatballs. At one point I tried to make a taco, but the shell kind of fell apart.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to make a taco.
What happened
to your taco?
I put the beans, I put the meat, the rice, like I piled it all
in. You followed society's rules for tacos.
Exactly. I tried it all, but then like the hard shell was just like already so firm. Like, when I tried putting it in, it just broke.
That's a lesson for life.
Yeah, it's a lesson. And, you know, they didn't have any salsa, so I just went to the meatball tray and put a little of the marinara sauce.
Put some marinara tacos.
Well, I think you missed the sauces, man, because I found them.
Ace found them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Because I got chips and salsa.
Yeah.
Which is my go-to for everything. I remember afterwards, I don't know if, I'm pretty sure you were around, but when we used to go to Chili's.
Yes.
I would grab the chips and salsa, like, I would hoard that.
It's one of Chili's finest moments is the chips and salsa, especially if the chips are just warm. Chips and salsa is a meal in itself.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I've had meals within itself.
It's the measure of the restaurant, right? Yep. What's some of your favorite chips and salsa, Andres?
There was a really good restaurant, a Mexican restaurant in El Paso when I lived in El Paso. Okay. It was called Barrigas. Barrigas for
me.
Correct pronunciation
for me.
But it's basically it's.
I want to learn to say it your way.
Barrigas. And it's a big the logo is a big Mexican guy with a giant belly, and it's him on the side, like a side profile of him.
I'm connecting.
And that's what Barrigas is. Barrigas just means big belly, or well, belly.
Now I know how to describe myself. It's great. You're teaching me something, Ace.
But their chips and salsa, man, they were clutch. They were so good. And I literally, because I just saw my family last week, and I talked to them about it. It's like, man, you can never find, because we've never found any that are that good in a long time.
Last time was in El Paso. It was in 2008 on an Amtrak train. We stopped. We didn't have a chance to get up. Now I want to go back to try this. What I found this passion point in his eyes, RB3. I'm looking at Andres here, and he's got some passion in his eyes. What about this chips and salsa at Barrigas is connecting to you?
I mean, the salsa really is the one that kind of holds it together. Because I'm not the kind of guy I love spice. Like, I want spicy to feel spice. Pain. I want to feel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want to feel a burn. Like, if most people don't like feeling pain.
Wait till you're about 35. And then
I like it when my eyes are watering, and I love it. So this was the right amount of burn for me. And at the same time, it wasn't too much to where you're a mess on dinner.
Chunkier salsa or saucier salsa?
Saucier.
You like more of that side?
Yeah. I mean, it depends what's in the chunkiness, I guess, if that makes sense.
You know, it does.
Because if it's just tomatoes or something, I don't care.
Some onion, cilantro, but I generally go for chunkier salsa. Stay with us here, RB3. And I'm going to ask you a lot of salsa questions in a second. But I always feel self-conscious. Like, say I have, like, Chipotle, which is not the the best. It is what it is. But when they go to ask for me for the salsas, I'm always like the fresh, the pico de gallo. And they're like, oh, the not, they like judge me. The not spicy one, you wimp. Like, but I like the feel of
most
the crunch.
Chunky ones aren't spicy.
Aren't spicy.
Yeah.
But you like the spice.
I have to.
And then what kind of chips? Because the chips are key.
Yeah. I mean, we mentioned Chili's. Chili's has pretty good chips.
Chili's had good chips.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong. Ones.
Yeah, but I'm pretty open-minded when it comes to the chips. I'm not too picky. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if it's stale, it's a no-no for me.
Sure,
but other than that, if you're not super cold or stale, I'm good. I'm game.
That we got to go up the street. There's a chain Tequila's. You ever been to Tequila's? Taken JT there before.
I don't know if I've been there.
It's up on near us here. I sometimes try to not give my exact location as much anymore on podcasts. Sure. One day I was walking.
I mean that incident.
I was recently walking. I didn't have a bad incident, but I was recently walking, and you know, sweatpants, no makeup on, that type of day. And some guy stopped me.
Hair back. Chilling with the makeup on.
I was getting going up to...
I'm quoting the Drake song. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to do it.
It's good. And so I got stopped, which was one... Well, it was fine. You know, hey, I know you from the Schmodown. I'm like, I definitely don't live around here. You know, like, good to see you. So anyways, near us, there's Tequila's, which is a chain restaurant, but it's got great chips and salsa. And when me and my lady friend walk in there, they see us. Now we've gotten to the point. This is one of the great points in life, RB3. We got to the point where they see us. They automatically know they need two things of salsa because we're going to down them. We're a five basket chip dinner.
Hey, I've wanted to take some of that salsa home.
Yeah,
from the El Paso restaurant.
I might send you there. Hey, man. Be like a mission, like Rogue Two, and you just go in and
start
extract.
Pouring it in the bag. Have you seen the Taco Town? The SNL skit?
Yes, yes. RB3, your thoughts on chips and salsa, please.
Oh no, I'm big on I'm not big on chips and salsa, but I do enjoy chips and salsa when offered. You know, you're right. It does depend a lot on the salsa. I feel like the chips, you know, the display factor as well. I always found it fascinating how Chili's had the warm chips. Yeah. I wonder what's the process of making them warm. Like,
they're always warm.
Yeah, do they microwave them there?
Or? You think it is?
Oh, man, I hope it's not microwave.
I'm saying it's microwave.
Because you're right. Because, like, even...
That's
like,
what I would do.
No, even when I, like, Mucho Mas, I think, is around the corner for me, another great restaurant, too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes same thing, where the chips are stale. And I get it. I get the process of serving people at on large scales. Right. But Chili's, it's always warm. So I think Ace is right. I think they pop them in a microwave.
Because I would.
They're always just a bit soggy, too.
Yeah,
like, but a good song.
And you know what? And I think that's where the whole chunky versus non-chunky plays into it, because I personally enjoy the more chunkier ones because it's easier to hold on to the chip. You know what I mean?
You put it on there, and the onion stays.
Yeah, exactly. As to the more saucier ones, you know, unless you have those, I know they had those like scoopable chips for a while.
I don't like those.
I don't like it.
I've only had it once. So.
It creates, tell you what it creates for me, a big bite, oversized bite. I like just getting the edge of the chip in my mouth. The rest of the salsa drips on my shirt, of course. But you don't want to mess with the technology too much.
Right, you have what it is.
See?
Yeah.
Now we got to go. Now we'll have another show called Chips and Salsa.
I will gladly. That's probably my favorite, one of my all-time favorite.
It is?
Snacks, meals. Ever. Chips and salsa.
It's
man.
Like, hey, where, you know, I'm sitting around, I'm kind of hungry. I just want that. So I pretend to want like an enchilada or something else, but really I just want that.
Yeah. It's the Lord's chips, man.
I love that. Andres, what did you get? You
I got pretty much what RB3 got. Just the wings, the chicken, the fries, typical Sizzler stuff like RB3 said.
So to you, maybe this is your first time. Definitely since you don't remember it, it kind of counts. When you hit that salad bar, I want with all these choices in front of you, what are you thinking there?
Always go for the chicken, man. That's like the thing. Anytime you're going to like a wedding or something, anytime there's like an option, like, hey, beef or chicken, or always say chicken for everything. That's like the one rule I learned growing up as a kid. It's like every time, what do I do, Mom? And it's like, chicken. Okay, yeah, chicken. Okay.
Chicken.
So
chicken.
Chicken is what I look for the chicken anytime there's a kind of open bar or open food. So.
Open chicken bar. Were you satisfied? Were you satisfied with your experience there at the bar?
If I'm rating it on the chicken itself, Ken.
Yeah, let's go with the chicken.
I cannot lie. No, I think I ate more bread than chicken off the chicken itself.
No, the chicken, the breaded chicken part.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah. And when I got in the middle and I opened it up, I realized I was like,
not there.
There's not a lot of chicken in here.
Not a lot of chicken. And
the chicken size I got was pretty big. So I think I'm eating bread.
Were you tempted at all? Because you did have a little bit of a chips and salsa plate there. I saw that.
Yeah.
They have the tostada shells. Did you ever, when did you want to go that route?
I wanted to, but I didn't want to weird you guys out.
Well, wait a minute.
I was honestly going to grab everything. I was going to grab the freaking taco shell.
Right.
Dip it in the salsa. Like, I'm that much of a chips. And then they had the bowl too. I was gonna grab that and just
put salsa in it
and just shove it in my face.
But why did you not do that?
Because I don't.
Why did you hold back?
Embarrass myself.
Why did you hold back? This was your moment in the sun.
Just pour all the cheese on it. Just a bunch of sauce.
You're in a safe spot. I think the world of you, Robert. Yeah. Thinks enough of you to keep working with you.
I was going
to
say,
you know?
He's like, you call me child one more time. And starts flipping tables.
Yeah. Why did you hold back?
I'm telling you, man, I said they have chips, so I have to be like a normal human being.
Okay.
And if I'm going to eat chips and salsa, get the physical human-sized chips and not the giant-sized chips that I wanted to eat.
I am the guy that goes to tequilas or something like that, gets the chip, does five baskets of chips and salsa, usually with another person. Then I'll get a tostada because in my head I'm like, it's like a kind of healthier, right?
It's a chip, yeah.
All right? And then I'll finish what's in the tostada. Then I get to that bottom that's kind of ripping apart because it's a little soggy because the beans have made it soggy. And then I break it off and go into the salsa.
Yeah.
So you and I could have been even that much closer.
Yeah.
We could have had a breakthrough moment.
It's a missed opportunity.
I guess we'll go back. You wouldn't have judged him, RB3.
I would not have judged you, Ace. I would have been totally okay. I thought, honestly, if you'd taken a taco shell and a thing full of salsa, I wouldn't have thought that was lame. I would have thought that was like super creative, honestly.
You would think that's like a special Mexican Colombian specialty.
Right. Right. Whoa, this is what the Latinos do. I mean, look, I'm not gonna lie.
Which is not true.
I would have been like, is there some kind of thing?
No.
I need to know.
No.
I need to know.
No. It's me being weird.
But that's okay.
If anything, I would have been probably more judged if it were full of Latinos. That would have been.
They would have been.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They would have. No. Yeah. No. What would your family have done? I know you're very close with your family.
Honestly, brother, probably the same.
Really? Yeah, they would have held back, or would have done what you would have.
No,
done?
They would. They would have. They would have probably done the same. Yeah. Okay. They're fairly normal when it comes to eating, unlike me. Obviously, I'm probably the only one in my family who's not a big salad person. Okay. I'm just not a big healthy person either. And my family, it's funny, I'm the least healthiest person in my family.
Really?
Which is, I know, a lot of, it may be surprising, but my brother runs triathlons for fun.
Right.
He's done Ironmans, which is like 185 miles.
It's too much.
And I run five and I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And my mom has run half marathons and I've run two. She's run like five or six.
Wow.
They eat like, you know,
the right way.
Physical athletic creatures.
Yeah.
They look down on me as far as like eating Cheerios for dinner.
That's all right though. You're a single man making your way to LA.
Hey man,
Cheerios for dinner.
Eventually when my body tells me to stop is when I'm going to stop.
It will kick in.
Yeah.
It's
I'm waiting for it. I mean, I think I'm getting there closer.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely being like, man, I'll change my diet when I'm, you know, when my body tells me to.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I would recommend starting now.
I know. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it happens fast. You got this kid over here, RB3, just stuffing whatever he wants in his face right now.
Yeah, I mean.
What's a weird food habit you have, RB3?
Weird food habit? I don't know if it's per se weird, but I guess it is pretty weird. If there's ever, for some reason, it's an odd combination, but if there's ever fries and gravy in the same vicinity, I'm always going to combine the two. somehow.
Oh, I think that's, more respect for you there.
Right. That's one thing that I voice held pretty close to me. I mean, I'm pretty basic when it comes to like taste wise though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to like, I'm not the most like explorative consumer, you know, like.
I'm not either.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if somebody like offers me something new, I'm happy to try it, but you know, I'm not going to like actively try and like, oh, I got to try new things. You know?
Yeah. You're like me, Ellis, JT. We kind of have all this, like we know what we want. We want our food usually comes in number orders off a, off a menu in our car. Exactly. So we're okay. Exactly. Yeah. You know, we get it. But you took a big dive in tonight. You went back for seconds.
Oh, I did go back in the seconds. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Did you hear how he said that?
I mean, that plate was kind of small. I filled up my plate today. The top,
yeah,
and I felt fine, but I was like, man, I filled up my plate quick. Like, it was quick.
Love how RP3's like, oh, I went for seconds. Yeah, let me tell you something. I went back.
Start playing that song at the top. Yeah, you were playing at
the
top.
Sizzle of nice.
That's a great. That's a great theme song too.
That is. I was going to say, is this a food show?
It's hot sizzle of nice, baby. We get sexy up in here. But you went back. Any temptations? I know you went for dessert a little bit later, but
I
went for custard and then ice cream afterwards.
Okay,
that's kind of decisions I make. I like the custard there. The Nella wafer cookies sitting there and soak for a few hours. It's great.
Right.
You went back for normal stuff.
I just, you know, I'm not the biggest desserts. I like bread pudding. I would have been down for their bread pudding.
Yeah.
I just personally like. I love banana pudding. Banana pudding is like my favorite thing, you know? So for some reason, my subconscious is like, oh, if it's not banana pudding, you know, why? But then what did pique my interest was seeing those like slices of like plain cake that was just out there.
Like, yeah,
wow, what kind I saw
of,
that.
What kind of taste palette are we going to explore here?
Just,
you know,
plain cake.
And plain cake. Like, it just really piqued my interest. And
You both made some good choices.
Yeah.
You both made some good choices. The cheese toast comes in and kind of changes everything, though, right?
Did
you enjoy that?
Yeah.
That was nice.
We went back for dessert. This is always one of those weird dividing lines. You said you're, which one of you, I forget, said you're not an ice cream person.
I'm not an ice cream guy.
You're not an ice cream guy.
No.
Andres and I definitely took a dive into ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I put a little ice cream on the plain cake slices, a little plain cake.
Is it because of the flavor of the ice cream?
I don't like the texture. Really? I'm just not a big dairy guy in general.
Okay, it's not a bad habit.
But
would you go frozen yogurt?
Frozen yogurt, even that's tough for me too.
Really, I'm the opposite. I can have like I'm the ice cream cart guy who just eats that for dinner. Just grabs the ice cream thing and eats the whole thing when it's supposed to be like 2 teaspoons. And you're like, nope, eating the whole thing.
Fish food from Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
That was dinner for me.
Yeah. I mean, my brother and I are the same way when it comes to that too. Cause he's the same kind of way when it comes to just sitting down and letting the ice cream melt and you're just shoving it in your face.
I think it's sometimes just plainly genetics. Cause my mother, big ice cream, frozen yogurt. My dad, not so much. I mean, he is, but like, ice cream, mint chip ice cream, I got the addiction with probably from. But me and my sister kind of had that sweet tooth affliction.
That sweet tooth is real.
Yeah.
Because my mom isn't into sweets at all, but my dad
can
just eat all sweets all day.
God bless him. It's
like me. I'm the same way. I can eat sweets all day, and I get it from my dad.
Yeah.
I've seen my dad at 2 a.m. eating just pot pie when we go home for Thanksgiving, and I'm there joining him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's also the nocturnal thing, too, when it comes to my dad, when it's like 2, 3 a.m, and we're up, still up. My dad's on YouTube watching, you know, music videos from his time. And I'm on YouTube.
His time.
And I'm on YouTube watching Star Wars talk.
Which is fair.
Eating ice cream and pie.
What is it, a sample of music in your dad's time? What era is he listening to?
Late 60s, 70s.
Got it.
70s stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad's a music connoisseur, to be honest.
Gotcha.
Like, he's a big music guy. That's where I get my music book, too.
Yeah.
That's actually what I wanted to do coming out to LA.
Really?
With music, yeah. Like, I was in a rock band.
Yeah,
I did voice. I did musical theater. And then my brother, who's been in LA for like 9 years already, who was here before me, who's much older than me, he started out with music.
Interesting.
He got into hip hop, And his thing was like, I'm going to be a rap star.
Yeah.
And then I kind of followed in the footsteps and I was like, I'm going to be, and I really got into hip hop to the point where I was doing ciphers. I was doing spoken word.
See, this is.
And then we, you know, I wanted to be like Kanye West.
Sure.
Like RB3 knows this because I always talk about it, even though I've never proved to him that I can kind of rap. But RB3's still like, yeah, good try, bro. Good try.
No. I've seen you freestyle at Comic-Con and it was.
When did I freestyle at Comic-Con?
I was going to say, you don't drink. So it's not like you had one of those like, Ace those was in the corner freestyling at the pool. He was in the pool in his jeans.
He's swimming laps while rapping.
He's just swimming rapper. That's his gimmick.
Swimming rapper.
Did I freestyle?
I don't know. I mean, we had a lot of hours just like in the hotel room together. Like, in the
I might have been goofy. So I think I'm always goofy.
I think at one point you just started. I think I was rapping something and then like just a song, and like I went off trail and then started freestyling myself, I think, and then you joined in. I was like, all right, you're washing me. He's like, stop washing me.
I would love an album from both of you.
I recorded some stuff back in the day.
I'm not actually like shocked, like what? I'm just like, this is wonderfully fascinating.
I mean, people don't buy it, but it's true. My brother pursued it for years. I mean, he did music videos,
instruments. You got skills?
Guitar, kind of. I was before my whole hip hop phase. I was in the emo punk phase.
Love
where I thought I could sing, and I learned real quick that I couldn't sing. But when you're like in a pop rock band, it doesn't matter.
Just blurt it out.
Yeah,
man. We gotta find you a nice lady for you to croon to. Look at this. Yeah,
sing my Spanish songs too.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'll pull out all the stops, man. I'll pull out a mariachi.
Yeah.
Ooh. I would love to do my. I mean, again, I can sing kind of, but when I sing in Spanish, it's like, yeah, he can kind of sing.
There you go.
In English, I'm like, ooh, but in Spanish, it's like, that's decent.
So
I'll pull out the mariachi and I'll pull out all the stops. I'll do a spoken word rap for my future wife.
That's wonderful. Yeah, we're gonna get you in a full interview. I want to hear more because the first time I met you, we I think we've told on Schmoes, but like you were at WonderCon, right? Or at Stanley's was it WonderCon or
no,
Stanley's?
No, Stanley's Comic Con.
Stanley's Comic Con.
Yeah.
And you came up and introduced yourself.
Yeah.
As new in town.
Yep.
Big fan type of situation.
I was there for like a week, I think. Or 2 weeks in LA. Yeah.
Yeah, and at the time we didn't have a need for you, but I remember because you were working with my friend Michelle or going to over there, and it was like, oh yeah, Michelle's great if she vouches for you on any level, and it eventually did work out.
It worked out.
They'd bring you into the Schmoes. Well, I mean, I guess you think it worked out, right?
No, totally did. Yeah. So I have nothing but positive memories.
Yeah. No.
Phase 5 was fun too, man.
Yeah.
Phase 5 was fun.
Phase 5 was the phase, man. That was the phase where it all changed.
It was.
Phase 3 will always be a special place in my heart, but because it was the beginning for me. But phase 5 at the peak when RB3 was home listening.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Hey, I remember listening too. I called in a few times.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And we remember when JT called in too. I mean, before he lied his way onto the show.
Yep.
Coughed her too. But that's what I'm saying. I'm not surprised by you being multifaceted or multi-talented, but a guy met you in this kind of like, hey, I'm in the industry. I'm trying to make my way. And then you're such a knowledgeable film fan, it just makes sense.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to.
Where do you want to go now? A little less food talk, a little more Ace here. You want to
I'm in that LA phase right now where I'm like, I don't know where I want to go.
Yeah.
I'm open to anything. I'm open to because I do producing work.
And
it's
developing
mainly what
work
I do
too.
In development work. Yeah, because I do a lot of. I'm good at pitching stuff. I'm good at ideas.
That's important.
Better than there's more talented writers in me because I write as well.
Sure,
but I've met writers and they're talented.
Yeah, writers are different.
And I concur that they can beat me, I guess. But when it comes to ideas, I feel like I'm really good at that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to producing, that's kind of what I did for my job
Your
is
job.
Produce and shoot, direct. But I mean, I'm open to doing that. I'm open to doing in front of camera stuff.
That's where I want
you
to go.
Which is interesting, right? Because I started out doing musical theater, so that's on a stage. But I don't know. I'm very much, especially this summer, I'm very much in a phase of figuring that out.
Hey, we all hit those spots. I've hit that spot recently too. But yeah, I actually would love to see you do more on camera because I think you're really good. And we had a fun little meal here. Some takeaways. We went back for dessert. We had a good time. I felt I under-tipped because I forgot to bring cash again. I feel bad about that one. Unlike the first episode with Mark Riley, the unofficial Hot Sizzler Nights, I didn't have money at all to tip, and I ran out of that restaurant. Really ashamed. We got a tip down there. Anyways, your experience as RB3 in a nutshell, what did you feel about Sizzler? What do you feel? Would you go back? Would you join me and JT as we try to change JT's mind about it?
I would absolutely join you and JT. I could probably talk to JT, get him on my side, maybe, you know, persuade him to be on the pro Chili's bandwagon. Yeah, you know, because I mean, I had a great time. I like the food. I mean, the chicken was pretty good for me, at least. Like, yeah, at least from my standards. I mean, again, I'm
chicken standards over there.
Right. I'm pretty
chicken rules Cabrera over there.
He wants the chicken just born, you know, fresh out of the fresh. Egg. You know,
gotta cut the head itself.
It's gotta run around.
Yeah, so
grass-fed chickens,
right? Gluten-free, all that kind of. But you know, I thought it was good, and then I feel like I didn't try enough of the different stuff.
Yeah,
because it's such an eclectic collection at Sizzler.
Well, and I worry because if you didn't eat all day and you show up here, mm-hmm. and the moment you take that first bite, your stomach's gonna fill up faster, right?
It does. Yeah, it does.
You bet backfired.
Yeah. So next time I'm going to come with a little more on the appetite.
I like that.
And probably have a better time and enjoy it a little more.
You took a dive on in there. And Andres, you returned to Sizzler, or maybe for the first time ever. We don't know. Your childhood memories are vague at this point.
It's very true.
You took a dive in. You held back a little bit. Where are you at now?
I'd go back, yeah, for sure. I'd know what to expect now.
Okay? There you go.
I would try something else this time.
It's a wonderful, weird experience when you walk in because it's a restaurant. It's got chairs, tables, and booths, but you have to order at a counter, and then they pour your drinks for you.
Right.
Which is a weird sensation nowadays. You know, you feel like you're trapped. You want the freedom to make your own drinks when you're ordering at a counter, I should say. But then it turns into a different experience there. Guys, it's been an honor to feed you. It's been an honor to talk to you. Andres, you deserve a full round of Knapsack Files. We publicly proclaim that now. But happy to have you guys on here because I think you're doing wonderful stuff with the meaning of. So before we get out of here, before I say my dude, just please put yourself over. Tell everyone out there where they can find you and the show.
Yeah, you can find the Meaning of podcast on the SK Plus channel, network, whatever it is. It's on iTunes as well. You can find me on Twitter at Squad Leader Ace and on Instagram at Squad Leader Ace, but mainly on Twitter.
Mainly on Twitter. That's fair enough.
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram at RB3Schmoes. Same place, Meaning of podcast every Tuesday. Depends on when we get it up, but around 10 o'clock to noonish time.
Tuesday's the day.
Tuesday is going to be the day that it always drops. So.
And then you said your Twitter already, right? I want to make sure people know your Twitter. It's important that everyone knows your Twitter.
Thank you. RB3Schmoes. There it goes.
And then when they tweet things out to include your Twitter handle in it. Is what we should, right?
Yeah. It's what you got to do.
You
give someone a shout out.
In this day and age, Andres and Robert are wonderful, wonderful, insightful people. I hope you guys check out their show, The Meaning Of. Thank you for listening to Hot Sizzler Nights. We got another episode of Hot Sizzler Nights coming up very soon. Got another guest coming on in. You guys are going to love to hear what they have to say on their experiences with Sizzler, who, by the way, not a paid sponsor because we don't always say nice things about their chicken. But I go over there a lot. I enjoy their people. I enjoy their staff. So we'll do more. Thank you guys for listening. You can find me at Ken Knapsack. We have a website, knapsackfiles.podomatic.net, a Tee Public store now available with some shirt designs slowly kind of trickling in about the Knapsack Files. Crisis Averted Studios is working on the first set of designs. More to come. Check that out. You can also support on Patreon if you want at patreon.com/knapsackfiles. That is it. It's been Hot Sizzler Nights.